Dr. Lay and the Health Reform Movement. The whites looked upon Dr. Lay, with whom they were well acquainted, as one who could be a real asset to the Adventist cause, in the newly developed interest in disease and its causes, and in health in general. In her letter written from Dansville, Ellen White stated, "Dr. Lay is doing well. He is in the very best place he could be in to learn. He is studying all his leisure moments and is coming out a thorough convert. His wife is doing well. She is gaining, walks well for her. She is 100% better than when she came here. Dr. Lay is respected in this institution. He ranks among their physicians. I think they would be unwilling to have him leave them. Dr. Lay thinks some of going to New York City to Dr. Trawl's college and attend lectures, obtain a diploma, and come out a regular MD. The medical education gained by Dr. Lay up to this time had been received in a short course taught in a second-class medical school. Dash. In a very brief report written for the review, after speaking favorably of what they found at Dansville, James White added, "The 3 weeks were made still more happy by the society of brethren Dr. Lay and wife, King and daughter, Andrews, Edson, and Hall." The Review and Herald, November 22, 1864. These fellow Adventists were all there because of impaired health, except Dr. Lay and J.N. Andrews, who was visiting his crippled son. On this point, James White commented, "Some of the cures performed are marvelous. Charles Melville, the only little son of Elder J.N. Andrews, is a case of note. This boy became lame in one of his legs. His hip and leg seemed withering, and malformation appeared to be taking place in the ankle. To see this brilliant little fellow literally drag his leg after him was enough to touch a heart of stone. He was placed under the care of the physicians at our home, and in the period of 15 weeks was so far recovered as to be returned to his parents. And when we saw him, a few days later, he would run and skip about the yard, as nimbly as other boys. The size of his leg was increasing, and the cure promised full restoration. Any good father or mother would, if the world were theirs, and purest gold, cut it in two and give half of it for such a cure on such a son."
How to Live, Number 1, p. 18.